Now, if you were listening to last week's show, you'll also have heard my interview with the investigative journalist Greg Palast, who's written an explosive new book that makes many bold claims about how awful the so-called vulture capitalists are. Whilst I thought that Greg made some good points and illuminated some chilling stories, Drew Ray wasn't so sure. That's the annoying thing about being a committed rationalist and sceptic. If someone questions what they hear, then you have to pay attention and then draw evidence-based conclusions. So here's Drew's critique of some of Greg Palast's claims from last week. Personally, I'm glad we didn't interview Baroness Varzi, otherwise Drew might have exploded.
When someone suggests that a large event involving multiple people happened, but there is no evidence of that event happening, there are really only two explanations. Either there is a massive conspiracy to conceal the event, or, surprise, surprise, it didn't actually happen. Let's try an example. According to all of the available evidence, in September 2008, there was a gas leak near a central Azeri platform in the Caspian Sea. The platform in question has a set of wells used for something called gas reinjection. This involves pumping natural gas back into an oil field to maintain the pressure of the field so that the oil is easier to recover. The platform in the central Azeri has very little in common with the Meccano platform involved in the Deepwater Horizon accident. For starters, it wasn't an oil well, it was a gas reinjection well. Secondly, it wasn't a new well being dug, it was a well that had been operating for several years. Thirdly, it wasn't a deep water well. While some of the Caspian Sea is considered deep, central Azeri is in about 120 metres of water, compared to well over 1,000 metres for Deepwater Horizon. As you might expect, the platform was evacuated just in case the gas leak ignited, and as you might expect, the event was reported in multiple press outlets at the time. Shortly afterwards, staff went back on board, and once the investigation was complete, production resumed. It's almost unheard of for internal investigations of non-fatal incidents to make it into the public domain, so we don't know what actually caused the leak, but we're not at all surprised that we don't know. That sort of information just isn't routinely released. One of the WikiLeaks cables even refers to the incident. There's no new information in this cable, but it does use the word blowout instead of leak, and it refers to mud being on the platform. This is third-hand hearsay, so it could be a diplomat mischaracterizing the technical detail, or there may have been reverse flow in the reinjection well, causing gas to come back out, bringing mud with it. There's certainly no hint in the cable that it was any sort of oil spill incident, similar to Deepwater Horizon. So, now we get to the conspiracy. Last week on the Pod Delusion, Greg Palast repeated allegations that he originally published in EcoWatch.org. One of these allegations is that the USA Press refuses to publish the other allegations.
I don't know why you're surprised that this shit gets covered up. It gets painted green by BP. Who controls this government? Who controls the media outlets?
The heart of the story is that Deepwater Horizon, according to Palast, was murder rather than an accident, because BP covered up the earlier incident.
By the way, I want to make that clear. Deepwater Horizon was not an accident. It was a homicide because they'd covered up the fact that they had a prior blowout,
which he claims was very similar to Deepwater Horizon. Specifically, Palast points to the type of cement used.
For the same reason, cheap crap cement, they continue to use the cheap crap cement, and in my book, that's homicide.
Elsewhere, he has implied that it is the quick-drying properties of the cement that are the problem, and implies that quick-drying is a property that goes along with cheap and crap. It is a matter of record that there were problems with the cement lining of the Macondo well drilled by Deepwater Horizon. Behaviour of the nitrogen foam cement at the high pressures of the deep water may have contributed to the accident, but only because tests showing problems with the cement were ignored. There is no reason to believe that a different type of well at a different depth and that it had been operating for some time is in any way evidence that nitrogen foam is generally unsafe to use. It is a commonly used type of cement. At the heart of Palast's story is a single, anonymous witness with a story inconsistent with everything else we know about the two oil rigs. No other source that Palast found confirms any detail which is inconsistent with the official story reported at the time. Two explanations for this: a cover-up by BP or a blow-up by Greg Palast. To determine which is which, I remind Poddelusion listeners of what Palast said about BP involvement in the Azerbaijan coup.
And we thought, well, we get the denial. They never denied it. In fact, their words were to us at Channel 4. We recognize some of these statements as fact.
What BP actually said regarding Palast's source for the information, they said, whilst there were some of the facts in his statement that were accurate, we did not recognize most of it and regarded it as fantasy. Palast's omission of the fantasy explanation is, I think, rather telling. The Pod Delusion mainly relies on crowdsourcing for our fact-checking. This means that interviews and opinion pieces will occasionally be released without immediate, robust challenge to claims that cannot be substantiated. In presenting this report, I'm in no way criticising the original interview. If you have doubts about something said on the Pod Delusion, and you'd like a right of reply, or maybe just to get someone else to look into it, please let us know via the website. This is Drew Ray for the Pod Delusion.